Pinocchio. First off, let's set a couple things straight. A, Geppetto was weird. On a scale from Jim Carrey to Marilyn Manson, he was a Charlie Sheen. And B, there are no talking crickets in this story. A talking puppet is creepy enough. One day, Geppetto was given a lump of wood from a carpenter who didn't like the way that the log mumbled at him. Mumbling wood was bad for business, figured the carpenter. Since Geppetto could barely afford wood for his toys, he was very grateful. After examining it, he decided that he would turn it into a marionette. As he chipped away at the block of wood, it started to squeal and make strange noises. Geppetto was intrigued by this, so he continued to work. He gave the puppet a mouth.
"Ouch, that hurt," said the log.
Geppetto smiled back, then etched out a pair of eyes and a nose. As he sculpted a treasure trail down the puppet's body, he was surprised to find that the marionette's penis grew. Geppetto chopped it down, only to have it spring up again, this time poking Geppetto in the eye. The puppet laughed and ran around the room, breaking lamps and toys along the way. Pinocchio sprinted outside, clicking his heels along the way until he stopped to urinate a watery sap along the side of a building, calling out,
"Ah, it feels so good to make some maple syrup."
A nearby cop nabbed Pinocchio and was about to haul him off to jail when Geppetto arrived to apologize, saying,
"That's my son. I'll take him home and put some clothes on him. Sorry, officer."
As Geppetto clothed the puppet, he exclaimed,
"Pinocchio, to make it in this world, you have to be a good boy. You need an education. I'll get you some books so you can go to school."
"Okay, father."
Pinocchio was doing his best to behave. Geppetto hurried to get Pinocchio some textbooks. When he returned, he gave Pinocchio 4 books.
"Take these and go straight to school. Get an education and make me proud."
He rubbed the top of Pinocchio's head. The wooden boy began his journey to school, but soon found himself staring at a tent. Inside the tent was, of all things, a great puppet show. Ironically enough, the cost of getting into the show was 4 books. So, instead of going to school, the mischievous marionette handed his books over and went inside to watch. When the show began, another puppet recognized Pinocchio and shouted to him,
"Hey, look, everyone, it's Pinocchio."
Pinocchio gave a strange look to the other puppets and hollered back,
"I'll cut you."
With a flick of his wrist, Pinocchio had a butterfly knife primed in his hand. The puppets crouched forward, circling each other as the audience started to boo. The puppet master, Giovanni, strode onto the stage to see what all the commotion was about. He grabbed Pinocchio by the neck and threw him into a cage. Later that night, Giovanni was about to sit down and cook his supper. Pinocchio shed sap from his eyes.
"Please, father, save me. I don't want to die."
Giovanni was astonished.
"You have a father and you can talk?"
"Yes. He spent all of his money on books for me. I was supposed to go to school, but instead I came here. I'm so very sorry."
Giovanni felt bad for Pinocchio.
"Your dad can't even afford a few books. Here are 5 gold pieces. Go to your father and give it to him."
Pinocchio was grateful to Giovanni. He thanked him and began the journey back home. During his trek, a half-blind cat and a lame fox caught sight of Pinocchio's gold. They concocted a plan to get it.
"Hey, little boy," said the fox, "how would you like to make more gold?"
Pinocchio was so happy at the idea, he exclaimed,
"Yes, of course, but how?"
The cat put a paw around him and said,
"Just beyond those hills lays a magical place called Miracle Meadow. If you plant your gold there, it will grow."
Pinocchio jumped up and down.
"Let's go now! Let's go now!"
The fox smiled at the cat, and they skipped merrily towards the hills. Soon, they came upon a neon sign that blinked, Miracle Meadow. The fox and cat looked to Pinocchio and said,
"We're here."
Pinocchio, with parted lips, looked up in amazement.